A second night of closed-door consultations by the UN Security Council has failed to produce agreement on a U.S.-backed resolution that could trigger war against Iraq. The 15 council members seem more divided than ever on how to proceed and have shown little enthusiasm for a compromise proposed by Britain. U.S. officials may take the resolution off the table, meaning the United States and its allies could take military action without the UN's endorsement. NPR's Vicki O'Hara joins me. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
A few days ago, the Bush administration said it was making progress in building support for the resolution. What happened?
Well, either the assessment was premature or it was simply wrong, or, you know, perhaps those who oppose the resolution, that's primarily France, Germany, and Russia, have done some very effective lobbying. U.S. officials had said they thought they had convinced the three African countries on the council, that's Angola, Cameroon, and Guinea, but yesterday Guinea's state-run radio said that its government would abstain from the vote. And there are so few votes committed in favor of the resolution that Guinea's abstention could kill it. Also, Chile's foreign ministry said yesterday that if there were a vote today, Chile would say no. That's the first time that Chile has taken a public position, and it really reduces the chances that the resolution could get the 9 votes that are needed for approval, even if there were not a veto.
Is there even going to be a vote?
You know, that's not at all clear. The U.S. had been planning to call for a vote this week. The target date was Tuesday, but it kept getting pushed off because of, you know, this diplomatic disaster. I say disaster from the U.S. perspective within the Security Council. Yesterday, the White House said it was willing to hold off on a vote until early next week if necessary to allow more time for the negotiations. President Bush has said that he wants all members of the Security Council to stand up and be counted on this issue, even if the resolution fails. But yesterday, Secretary of State Colin Powell said that not going for a vote was an option that's under consideration. There are some in the administration who feel that it would actually be better to go to war without the United Nations than to go to war with the majority of the Security Council states on record as being in opposition.
What's happened to the British compromise we've been talking about for a couple of days?
Well, it's still out there, but other council members say that the deadline it would set for compliance by Iraq is too short. It's about 10 days. They want a much longer time frame. Britain is still pushing the plan, or some version of it, because, as you know, getting UN endorsement for military action is so important to the British government. The British people are overwhelmingly opposed to going to war outside of the United Nations, and a good chunk of British Prime Minister Tony Blair's own party also is opposed.
All right, now what?
Well, the Security Council is going to meet behind closed doors again this afternoon, but the U.S. says it will not call for a vote today, and it seems unlikely that if there is a vote, it would be before early next week.
NPR's Vicki O'Hara.